H to the C, motherfucker!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hi there, and welcome to the Big Bang Theory. Theory, the best title for this that I could think of in the past 15 minutes. I'm St. John, New Brunswick's number two comedian, John Forward. I'm joined here with my lovely common law life partner.
Hi.
What's your name, darling?
May. May Wonderful.
I'm here with May Wonderful, and we're going to watch an episode of The Big Bang Theory and pause on commercial breaks to discuss. What has your experience been so far in your life with Big Bang Theory?
Well, as of right now, out of the four times I've been to the gym in my life, two of those, it was on silent. While I was in college, there was a clip played of Blossom being fed a piece of chocolate every time she did something desirable. That was for my organizational behavior course.
Does that work?
I'll let you figure that one out. I'm not sure the relevancy of it. And one time at Callahan's, a man told me I looked like Leonard's girlfriend. I asked him who the fuck Leonard was, and he got very upset. So I googled Leonard's girlfriend, came to find out it was Big Bang Theory. So that's my exposure to the show.
Yeah, I've only seen little pieces of it. It's a show a lot of people like and assume that I like because I went to school for science and stuff. So they also get very indignant when I say that I don't like it.
Well, you do hate fun, John.
This is the Dave Matthews Band of TV shows that I think, where you're not allowed to not like it. You face righteous indignation for your choice, and you have to explain why. I just decided to do this, so I just queued up the PVR to tape the next episode that was going to be on. We ended up with an episode called The Grasshopper Experiment, which my research has led me to the definitive conclusion that this is episode 8 from the show's first season. So it's season 1, so I feel like it's a good introduction to us, and I'm probably not going to like it either way, but all of the fanboys and girls out there are going to just tell us about how it didn't really hit its stride until like season 17 or whatever it's on. So, I don't know, are you looking forward to this?
I'm interested to see what it's going to turn out to be. I almost think from reading the description on the Fiber Op screen here that it may have been one of the two episodes I've seen in silence at the gym.
Okay.
Or they may just all be about blundering around women. I'm not sure.
So you have spent the past day and a half vomiting and pooping.
Profusely.
Do you think this will be better or worse than that?
I'm guessing about the same.
All right, so the description of this show is, it says, on a blind date, Kuthrapali, I assume is the name of a person, discovers that he can talk to the opposite sex after a few drinks, but his date takes an interest in Sheldon.
Ooh,
love triangle. So, let's watch the first little section of that. Alright, so we are back. We have seen the first segment, and this is my first time hearing the theme song, and it's even worse than I thought it would be.
I'm going to say it's not by the Bare Naked Ladies, but I'm really wondering, like, if would it have been that difficult to get the Bare Naked Ladies to sing the song? I understand this was their first season, but
lots of nerd cred right up at the top.
Oh, yeah, within the first 15 seconds.
We've got the guy, the one with the thinning hair, I think that's Sheldon, wearing an Aquaman t-shirt.
Yeah.
And the first line of the show is, "Damn you, walletnook.com."
Mm.
Which did that Did you like that? Was that funny?
No, I didn't laugh. Well, I mean, the show laughed, so...
Yeah, there's definite copious laugh track. I assume it's fake laughter and not an audience, but it could be either way because people love it. So he's upset because this wallet company misled him about how many cards could be fit, including his Justice League of America card. Haha, nerd reference.
And Batman's signature.
Yeah.
And this is within the first, like, I would say no more than 20 seconds of the episode.
Yeah. And so then that's right off the bat. And then the status quo is shaken up by the East Indian stereotype character walks in holding an open laptop. He's giving his parents a Skype tour of his sweet new digs.
No, that's not even his apartment. That's just his friend's place.
Oh, I thought they all lived together.
No, I don't think they do. So that would be like if we just were like, hey, mom and dad, check out my friend's apartment. Well, I couldn't figure out, like, they said his parents were Indian, so obviously that's where they're from, but I don't know, it just seemed to be a general mishmash of otherness.
Yeah, just weird. Well, yeah, definitely Indian, and they get into the old, we have an Indian character, so there must be an arranged marriage episode. They're trying to set him up with some woman that he's horrified about the whole concept, but he'll probably meet her. And
oh, and she was kind of overweight. Like her. It was mentioned that she was overweight as a child, so.
And that she used to kick him in the samosas. And to go with the cultural sensitivity, we've got some gay panic right out the gate, too. The parents make a comment and be like, oh, they're like, two Indian male names that I don't remember, implying that they are gay. But of course, they jump right on there and make, oh, no, we're not like that. Just, but then at the end, they're all talking about Fiddler on the Roof, and when somebody says a line about how, like, they're listing off all of the various things that they like about Fiddler on the Roof, one of them, I think he's supposed to be Jewish, and made a comment out, goes with his culture. I don't know. I like it because I'm a Jew is basically what the joke was. And then when somebody says, and there's a lot of catchy songs, it's like it has a laugh, like that's a punchline. Like it's hilarious that somebody might like a song in a musical. Maybe we are like the two men that I don't remember their names earlier. So maybe we are a bunch of fruits.
Well, I mean, you can't have adult men enjoying music and film at the same time.
So
that's just ludicrous.
Or do you have anything more to add?
No, I didn't take very many notes because I find this to be really painfully boring. One of my three notes is Sheldon is an annoying asshole. And I think in the show he's supposed to have Asperger's. I think they insinuate that, but he's just an asshole.
He's a fan favorite.
Yeah, he's just a bad person. He doesn't have Asperger's. He's the kind of guy where you can already kind of pick him out at the party where he's going to corner you and he's just going to talk incessantly about nothing, and what he's going to say is very predictable. And it's going to be about TV shows you've never heard of. And it's just generally an awful person, yeah. So that's my impression of
And it doesn't help when you're wearing a TARDIS dress. I imagine.
No, that's probably my bad, but, you know, you can't blame the victim, John.
All right, fair enough. So, let's keep it going and see what else the Big Bang Theory has to offer. We haven't gotten into the titular grasshopper experiment yet. What do you think that's going to be? Something involving the arranged marriage? Is he going to, like, try to train her to be a good wife? Karate Kid?
I don't know. Oh, yes, it could be a Karate Kid reference. I was thinking about the story where the grasshopper's really lazy and the ant is working and then the grasshopper starves to death in the winter, but yours makes more sense seeing as this is a show.
Was that a grasshopper in that story? I don't remember. I'm picturing two other animals. I thought the one was a squirrel, and I don't remember what the other one was.
Oh, maybe there's different kinds of the story, but... Yeah. The one I know is an ant and a grasshopper, because I had a cartoon of it.
Well, I'm guessing in our story, it will be a nerd and a supermodel.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely going to be, like, super hot.
They might throw some glasses on her to ug her up a bit. Let's watch. All right. The magic continues.
Yeah.
Face the microphone when you're talking.
Oh, God. All right.
Are you loving it?
I'm going to say no.
There was one joke that I liked.
Oh, really? What was
it? It was pretty good. It was when the guy's talking about how his dad wanted him to be a gynecologist. And he said, "How can I be a gynecologist? I can barely look a woman in the eye." That's pretty good. I like that one.
As opposed to looking her in the vagina.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. There's the whole classic thing going on of Raj. He can't talk to women, so they just kind of up the comical ante by having him whisper everything into the Jewish one's ear. Also, the Jewish one called back the girl, the aforementioned fat girl from India, and did a really, really bang on Indian accent impression.
Yeah, I also don't know his name. He is officially the Jewish
one. The Jewish one.
Because that's pretty much what most of his punchlines are about. Well, not most of them, but enough of them. His Indian accent wasn't any more over the top than the other Indian accents in the show.
No.
But he's a white guy doing it. So he says, "Thanks for making me sound like a Simpsons character." He kind of already did, but this is a very racially charged. I don't know. Do you think every episode has this much racial stuff?
Probably
in it?
Not this much. It's probably.
I assume the sexism runs through.
Oh, I'm guessing that's every episode. But I'm guessing that there's another episode where the Jewish one's parents or something of that effect come into play, so that the whole episode is centered around that. And I guarantee there's jokes every episode about Raj's ethnicity, but
And then all of a sudden the blonde supermodel comes knocking on the door. Penny, is that the one that they thought that you looked like?
No,
I do.
Thanks, baby. No, Leonard's girlfriend is, she's not in the picture yet, but it was the girl who was on, Roseanne, the daughter with the...
Darlene?
Yeah.
So...
The hot neighbor Penny seems to be wearing lingerie in the show. Yeah, it's a dress, but it's like...
This is spaghetti straps to the extreme.
Yeah, this is like, I don't know, I'm not, I don't like to be shitty about stuff women are wearing, because when you're a grown-ass woman, you wear whatever you want, but this is, I don't know, it just seems like a really gratuitous outfit to be wearing when you're going over to your dude friend's apartment to practice mixing drinks, which is also confusing to me.
Yeah, because she apparently... convince the bar to let her have a bartending shift, so she doesn't work at this place, and she's just been like, "Hey, can I work at your bar for a night?"
Yeah.
And, oh, okay, so now I've got to learn how to mix drinks.
And it seems like the only premise of that was to have somewhere for Raj to go on his date, so there's just a lot of setup.
Yeah, so she could probably just mix these drinks and taste them herself and pour them down the drain.
Oh, you can't.
Instead
pour
of hanging out with these three ridiculous people.
Socially stunted.
Well, she makes it sound like it's her fault. She at one point says, one of these days I'm going to get the hang of talking to you. Like, she's like, oh, I don't know how to talk very well because I still haven't figured out how to properly address this man. And, so anyway, we get into the titular grasshopper experiment. We know where it's going now because Raj, after having a drink, which is a grasshopper, some thick, green, milky concoction of some sort, which is the very typical order that a bartender would need to know how to make, so it's good practice. He gets a little drunk after having one sip and begins... talking to a girl.
Oh my God.
It's a revelation because, hey, he's drunk, so he can talk to a girl, but him talking to the girl was just him whining and complaining about his bad lot in life to a girl, and they're talking like, oh man, look at those smooth skills he has now.
I never would have thought that you could have an alcoholic beverage and then have an easier time speaking to people in public or be more confident. It's very...
I'm
surprised they went there with this show. It's kind of a controversial idea, really.
Yeah, and do you have a hypothesis for how the grasshopper experiment is going to turn out? He's going to successfully chat up the arranged Indian lady he's being fixed up with?
I'm going to say no, and it could go two ways. It could be that she's just totally going to be disgusted and leave, and you're not going to hear any more of it, and he's going to square off drinking. Or he's going to find out that the drinks he's been having all night were non-alcoholic.
And
the grasshopper was within him the whole time.
Yeah.
And she'll find him very charming, and then she won't be mentioned again because you can only have so many female characters on one television show.
I think that's probably right, but a third alternative would be that he does a super good job and she loves him, but then she finds out that he's drunk and that ruins everything.
Ooh, yeah, that could be. I don't think anything's too good for this.
Somehow it will be the woman's fault. That's a lock.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
I just want to point out that Sheldon made a really casual suicide joke that got a good laugh, so that was...
Yeah,
that
was great. there was something great. Else that got, like, a full-on applause break. What was it? Oh, all right. When she first got there, the Jewish guy, do you remember his order?
Oh, the slippery nipple.
Yeah, I want a slippery nipple. Ooh. And then pan over to cleavage, and her looking down at her own cleavage... And then, like a full, like, 3-second pause where the audience is going nuts. And then, like, there's no more joke after that. They just move on to the next... Or no, she says, you're cut off.
Yeah, you're cut off.
And then they continue. And we're back.
That was really long.
That was the most boring one yet.
Yeah.
I think. Or maybe we're just... very quickly losing patience. This isn't speaking well for this being a more than a one-time episode.
Yeah, no. I'm definitely never watching this show again. You can put that out of your head right now.
Yeah, so we get to see this one opens with the date between Raj and, is her name Lalita?
Lalita, I think. I'm just going to say this. This is going to sound really terrible, and it doesn't reflect my actual feelings about her attractiveness, but I was surprised that she wasn't TV hot. She would be like probably a 9 or 10 in real life, but I was expecting like more. I was expecting her to, first of all, probably have on more of like a neon pink sari type getup, so I am a little surprised they didn't go in that direction. But I was thinking they would go way over the top, so I guess that's good on them.
Yeah, but she used to be so fat.
So very fat.
That's one of Raj's intro lines. But hey, remember when you were so fat?
That's just a terrible, terrible thing to be. Because to be fat is the worst thing.
Well, it is, but you don't say it on a date.
I hope that people know I'm like being sarcastic when I say these things.
It's okay. Your reputation won't be tarnished. the date's not going well at all.
There was a second suicide reference.
Yeah.
In the show. That was good.
And we cut over to all of the friends and the girl tending bar and the other two guys sitting there watching 20 feet away, which is, you know, you need to have some backup when you go on your first date.
Well, yeah.
And Sheldon arrives late because... He apologizes, and when he explains why, he says this is because he didn't want to come.
I admit I kind of laughed at that.
I think he is supposed to be an asshole.
Well, I think that it could also be because a lot of people that like his character are themselves assholes, and they see him as a kind of justification for it.
Could
perhaps.
But, yeah, so... Sheldon thinks that he recognizes this girl from some childhood storybook.
Princess Panchali.
This Indian princess who saves some monkeys. 3 minutes into this horrible date, he then brings her over to introduce his friends that are leering at the bar.
As you do.
And she's just like, okay, we now that we get that 30-second conversation out of the way, let's go meet your pals. And they go over, and Sheldon tells her that she reminds him of this Indian princess, and she is enamored with him, which was hinted at in the description of the show that we forgot about.
What I really liked about that part was how Sheldon, the white male from North America, knew all about this traditional Indian fairy tale and was explaining it to Lolita, a girl who herself was born and raised in India. So that was
neither
nice
of
him.
The actual Indian people are at all familiar with this story.
Well, I mean, white people generally know.
Well, he's
more
really
about everything.
He's really smart.
Oh yes, cool. He's very smart.
They do get one dig at the Caucasians, where the Indian parents on Skype say that we all look alike to them.
I laughed at that.
Hey, it's still racism if it's against white people.
Oh, no,
it's not. But in another, this show loves callbacks. The parents say, Taraj, you know what happens to your samosas when you wear tighty whities. That's pretty awesome, I think.
Oh, there was a Comic-Con reference. What was the...
Yeah, they said, I wrote down Comic-Con too, but I forget what the context. It was the two guys at the bar.
Yeah, he said he was talking about how it's not every day, in regards to Princess Panchali, that it's not every day you see a beloved character come to life.
Oh, but except
but you
for
do at Comic-Con. Con.
Yeah, that's a good reference to a thing without the necessary joke associated with making the reference.
It was just a non-joke, really.
So I think we've only got one more segment left. Do you think it's going to continue the downward spiral, or is it going to end with a big bang?
oh my god! I think she's going to want to see Sheldon, and he's going to fuck it up.
No, it's probably not the final segment, like where the credits are.
Oh my god! Are you serious?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, sweet. Well, wait, they didn't...
Oh, we're still running.
Were we recording? Were we recording that? Oh, no, did we...
I don't know what happened. It's recording now.
Okay.
So, that was an interesting ending where they do not really tie up
anything.
Storylines. It's just them playing video games and... Then the bartender neighbor comes in with five other supermodel friends.
Dressed up for the club.
Yeah, and says, hey, we're done dancing and we came here to have sex with you. And the guys all keep playing their video games. Do you think the girls were serious? Do you think they would have had sex with them?
No. No, because she turns around and says, told ya, to the girls. And
yeah,
then leaves.
That
so
doesn't mean that
setup.
She wasn't DTF.
No, they weren't.
At one point, one of them pauses the game and says, like, I thought that I heard something. Nah, never mind. And then they went back to playing video games.
And then fade to black, and that was the end of it.
So that was the end. We don't find out what happened with Lolita. Do you think that's ever going to come back up in further episodes?
Oh, absolutely not. No, and we're never going to see his parents again.
Oh, the parents will come back constantly, I'm sure.
I don't know.
They're probably a recurring... They've got the guy from Seinfeld as his dad.
Oh.
Sitcom Indian extraordinaire.
Oh, I also like that the mother... looked to be... Raj's mother looked to be the same age as everyone else in the show, and the father was older.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a nice TV staple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty... I'm hoping to not ever have to watch that show again. Certainly not to the point where I would know any kind of a running storyline, if there is one. I assume there eventually is running arcs in the show, where they get girlfriends and whatnot.
Probably.
I'm wondering if Penny at any point hooks up with any of them. I'd be interested to know that.
Very drunkenly, and I bet there's cutback from commercial of somebody waking up and looking over and screaming.
Oh, yeah. True. That's
and then, like, hard cut to commercial.
But it would be the person you don't think. It'll be, like, the nerdy guy.
They'll probably both scream. Ah. Probably both of them.
Mm, true.
Which one do you think it is?
I'm going to say Sheldon, because he seems to be, like, the fan favorite. Even though yeah, I would think that Leonard's the more attractive one, if you had to pick one.
Yeah, but I'm picked that scene in my head, I'm picturing the Jewish guy with the bowl cut.
I kind of think that the Jewish guy would be like how Family Matters had another sister and she just went upstairs and never came back. Like, he always almost seems like a throwaway character.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because all of his dialogue was one-liner, either setting up someone else's joke or just a little...
He has as many dimensions as the female characters.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's kind of equal sexism in that regard.
No,
there was one. the bartender one probably had more of an arc than he did in this episode.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So one for the ladies. So yeah. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
It didn't pass the Bechdel test.
Oh, no,
because the two girls did talk to each other technically, but it was about the guys
not
paying attention to them.
Right. This has been an H to the C production of the Big Bang Theory.
We be banging.
And remember, it's only a theory.
Hasn't been proven.
All right, yeah. You can look for No Jokes Barred on Facebook. There's a comedy show happening on February 21st at the R Bar. On Twitter,
shall.
John Forward. Shop at Walmart. Buy a Toyota. Drink Coke.
Pepsi. Drink Pepsi.
All right, May Wonderful, sponsored by Pepsi.
That's right.
Do you have any? Things that you want to plug?
OB tampons.
Nice.
There's no applicator. You get to stick it right in there. And when your friends say that you're a polluting bitch for using K-cups, you can say, oh yeah, how's your fucking tampon waste? Yeah, that's right.
Burn.
Sick burn.
Australopithecus would really have been sick of us debating how we're here. They're catching deer.
We're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy.
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the Big Bang.